FM 102.3.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in right here to today's Modern Worship 91.5 FM. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God right here in Merritt Island, Florida, 165 North Grove Street. And we are coming up on just a couple of weeks until we will have completed 5 years of programming with the Refresh Radio broadcast. My, how time flies when you're having fun. And so if you've got a praise report, maybe just a word of encouragement that of what the program has meant to you, if you'd like to send us an email or a note or anything like that, you can reach us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. That's M-E-R-R-I-T-T. There's two T's there. A-S-S-E-M-B-L-Y @hotmail.com. Our website is merrittassembly.com, and there's a link on there where you can contact us, and it comes to our email that way as well. So, but if there's been something that happened with the radio program that you that was a blessing to you, we'll if you send that in over the next week or so, we'll try and put those together and share any testimonials that come in. If you've got any prayer requests that you'd like for us to join with you in praying about, we would love to do that. Recently at our Pastor Appreciation Day, there were people commenting on the number of answered prayers that we get. See, for us, prayer is not a time filler. It's not a service filler where we're looking to do. We actually believe that God wants us to pray, wants us to ask, wants us to see him move in a mighty way. And so we pray from anything from a headache to cancer. At our Pastor Appreciation Day, I had a person that showed up. They had a vehicle that was giving them some problems. It was a semi tractor trailer. And they said, "Would you pray for our semi?" And so I walked out, I laid hands on it and said, "God, you know, for this blessing that you have given into their life, Lord, add no sorrow to it. Make it." And so I was able to pray for their vehicle. Listen, I've got a mechanic that's in our church, and he used to work in an auto dealership. He now works in a related field, but in a much different industry. And he's a tremendous mechanic. There were some times that he ran across some things that he was experiencing some frustration with. And he said, "So what I would do is I would take a break and I would go and I would find a spot and I would pray and say, 'God, I need you to help me to solve this problem.'" And even if he had worked on it all morning, he said, I would come back after praying and God would help me just almost instantaneously to be successful where I had met failure. So we're not afraid to pray for anything. Our responsibility is to pray. God's responsibility is to act in a manner that is going to bring glory and honor to his name. So the week of the 29th is our fifth anniversary, and so I know that there are people listening, and I've looked forward to meeting each and every one of you that I've encountered in the community. And so if you'd like to share a bit of a testimonial or a praise report or whatever God lays upon your heart, you can do that. Also, I want to let you know next Monday, October the 15th through the 19th, is going to be the radio station's The Fall Offering. And I was driving into the radio station here the other day. I had the radio tuned, and I came in. They've made some upgrades with the technology here at the radio station. And I told Paul, I said, the radio station has never sounded better. And the quality of the sound, the clarity, has been a noticeable improvement. And they're still working to tweak some things and get it even better than it's been before. And so those are some of the things that happen as a result of this fall offering. And so, if you would like to be a part of that, be praying and ask God to lay it upon your heart to see what He would have you to do. So the fall offering meets the expenses of the radio station. Our ministry here, the Refresh Radio Program, it is a faith-based ministry. The church and the people who believe in this ministry make donations to help cover some of the cost. This is not a profit-making ministry for Merit Assembly of God. It is an investment that we make in our community, believing that God is going to grow His kingdom as a result of this. So those are some of the things that are coming up. And today we want to get back into the Word of God, into Acts chapter 18. I'm not going to read the context. We talked about that yesterday. I'm just going to go back and read a few verses, and then we'll finish up in Acts chapter 28 today and see if we make it any further than that. So Acts chapter 28, we're going to begin reading in verse number 23. So when they had appointed him a day, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets, from morning till evening. And some were persuaded by the things which were spoken, and some disbelieved. So when they did not agree among themselves, they departed after Paul had said one word. This was the word. I just added that phrase. The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers, saying, go to this people and say, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had a great dispute among themselves. Verse 30, I didn't read this part on yesterday's broadcast. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. So yesterday we ended talking about the patience that we need as we are ministering to people, whether it takes from morning till evening. In Ephesus, I believe it was, Paul preached all night because he knew he wasn't going to see those people again. However long it takes is how long it takes. We live in such a microwaved, compressed time frame of a schedule. We want everything to be done right now. Do you realize how much more efficient things are in our modern society? Things that used to take years now can be accomplished in a matter of hours. It truly is amazing. And, you know, I'm so thankful for electronic Bible study tools that are available, because I've got a number of hand concordances, big, great big Strong's exhaustive concordances, and I can't tell you how much time it saves, not in making shortcuts in my study, but just not having to turn the page in the concordance back to the back of the concordance to find out what the meaning of that word is, and then going to my Bible from my concordance to read the context of that verse. All of that can now be done with a few click of the buttons. I still get the same information. I just get it a whole lot quicker. Well, we are dealing with the souls of men. And dealing with people still requires patience. It still requires a lot of time. So just be prepared to spend as much time as necessary, tell as many times as necessary about the kingdom of God, explain Christ to them from their, bring them from where their understanding is to where God wants their understanding. That's Priscilla and Aquila did that with Apollos. Apollos was preaching. He was preaching well. He just didn't have adequate understanding. So they started where he was and brought him to where he needed to be. And so we develop relationships with one another so that we determine where are you? Where am I in this process? And where does God want us to be? And then there's the question of how are we going to get there? Well, For the people that Paul was ministering, it had to do with the subject matter, and that was the kingdom of God. Like I say, I think we need to spend a whole lot less time arguing and a whole lot more time declaring the kingdom of God and the Christ of the kingdom. I think we'll find a lot more common ground. I think we'll find a lot more universal need, and I think we will find greater results from those conversations. Now, verse number 24 begins to deal with something that is extremely frustrating when you deal with people. I'm just being honest. It says this, "And some were persuaded by the things which were spoken, and some disbelieved." The number one reason that Christians do not share with unbelievers is because of rejection. They do not feel qualified, and they are concerned that they are going to be rejected or persecuted or made fun of. And if you and I are not prepared to discuss the kingdom, We'll talk about that in some other broadcasts here, but there's plenty of spiritual tools that are available to us now. There is no famine of gospel material. I think that nations that are trying to suppress access to the Word of God and the kingdom of God, I think they're fighting a losing battle. This radio program is available through the internet pretty much around the world. There may be some countries that have managed to successfully block it, but if anybody goes to another country, they could download something to their phone, to their computer. They could come back, put a name on it that's not going to raise suspicion, and then bam, the material is there. As much as was tried to isolate people from it, it still is going to get there. Some countries that are closed to missionaries now have believers from those countries that are going back, filled with the Word of God, filled with the love of Jesus Christ, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and they are taking. How are you going to keep those people out? It's just not going to work. The devil is never successful at suppressing the Word of God. We get afraid that we're going to be rejected. Nobody likes to be rejected, but rejection is not my problem. My responsibility is to do the best presentation of the kingdom of God and of Jesus Christ as I can. The Holy Spirit takes that seed and he operates in people's lives to bring them to a place of understanding, a place of acceptance. Paul was an extremely successful gospel messenger. Jesus was the greatest teacher that has ever lived, and yet neither one of these men experienced 100% acceptance of what they were declaring. So let's not get caught up, well, this person didn't accept it. Well, what about the people who did? What are you going to focus on? The ones who rejected you or the ones whose lives and eternities were transformed by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? I want to focus on the success stories. So verse number 24 says, some were persuaded and some disbelieved. Some were persuaded, some disbelieved. And so Paul said, you know what? The Holy Spirit was right when he said that some people were going to hear and not understand. They were going to see. They weren't going to perceive. Their hearts had grown dull. Their ears were hard of hearing. Their eyes were closed. And they just didn't understand that I was sending this message to bring healing to their life, healing to their land. Now, I will tell you this, that Jesus was a threat to the Pharisees' authority. So they chose their authority over Jesus. That's a wrong choice. Some people will choose popularity over following Jesus. That also is a wrong choice. Whatever you are faced with, if it is choosing Jesus and having to abandon something else, I will tell you this, choosing Jesus is always the best choice. I recently had opportunity to look back into my life, and there were some things that I at one point in time I didn't think much of. I just thought, oh, well, that's just childhood stuff. Until one day God spoke to me and said, you don't realize it, but that was an extremely pivotal moment in your life. You didn't realize it at that point in time. You were faced with a choice between Jesus and the world, and you chose Jesus, and it wasn't even really a full-blown intentional choice. You just chose to do the right thing. And I'm so thankful that he works in ways that that, you know, I'm not fully cognizant of. And so verse number 28, Paul lets everyone know how he's going to deal with this rejection. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it. He said, if you reject it, there are others that God is going to make this message available to, and they're going to receive it. You know, there were people that Jesus ministered to, and they got quite upset with him because he said, you've rejected it, and the people that you look down upon, they're going to enter the kingdom of heaven, and you're going to be on the outside looking in. There, Michael Jordan was denied a position on his high school basketball team. I think it was when he was a freshman. How'd you like to be that coach? I said, yeah, one of the greatest of all time. He wasn't good enough for me. But there are people who would say, you know what, give me him and you take anybody else, and I think we're going to be okay. So whenever somebody rejects it, that is not a final opportunity for the message of the kingdom of God. God's going to make it available to somebody else, and it might be a completely different audience. He said, instead of the Jewish people, listen, God has already laid upon my heart that if the Jewish people reject, I'm going to go to them first. But if they reject it, there's an entire world of people that are different from me that are out there that are waiting to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Recently, we had a friend that visited, and he worships and serves at another church. He was at our church for a special event. He's a friend of mine and wanted to be a part of it. It is a blessing. And we were talking about church, and he said, you know what I liked about your church? And the thing that he liked was that it's an international church. We have representation from all sorts of different cultures in our church. They may not be massive in number, but they are and they are loved. It is not a token representation. Listen, I would take a bullet for any of those people because I love them. I love them. And when I operate by that principle, don't mess with my wife, don't mess with my kids, don't mess with my church. I mean that. My favorite story along those lines is I came in one night. We had a visitor, and Spanish was this person's primary language, and a lady from our church started speaking Spanish to her. I recognized the Spanish, and I said, well, I didn't know you spoke Spanish. And she looked at me, and she said, Pastor Bob, I'm Mexican. I said, oh, I didn't know. And she said, you didn't know I was Mexican? And I said, no. She said, well, what did you think I was? I said, I didn't know. I didn't guess. I didn't think. It never entered my mind. You were just a person that needed Jesus. And that's the way that I like to operate. So if you've been rejected, please understand God's going to open up another door. And verse number 30, it talks about for the next 2 years, everybody who came to visit Paul was received, whether they were Jew or whether they were Gentile. They knocked on the door. Everybody knew where to find him because he was a prisoner of Rome. Well, I think I'll go talk to Paul today. I wonder what we're going to talk about. I wonder if he'll see me. And so he knocked on the door, and Paul said, well, come on in. And it didn't matter where they came from. He received them. It didn't matter what their position was. Do you know how many times the guards in that house must have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ? As he told the same stories of the kingdom over and over and over again. And he received them, and he preached the kingdom of God to them. Not the kingdom of Caesar. It wasn't about political persuasion. It was the kingdom of God. And he taught them everything he knew about the Lord Jesus Christ. And he did it with confidence. Don't lack conviction. I was watching an older movie the other day, and it was the Avengers, and it's the scene where Loki kills Agent Coulson and he's not dead yet. And Coulson is dying. He said, you know why you're not going to be successful? He said, you lack conviction. You lack conviction. Listen, I pray that you and I will come to know Jesus in such a manner that we're not guessing. It's not theory. The world's got more than enough theory. It's not the people with an argument that will do great exploits. It's not the people who have a theory that will do great exploits. It is the people who know their God that shall do great exploits. You want to know why Paul could preach the kingdom of God? You know, we want to know why he could teach about the Lord Jesus Christ and he could do it with confidence and no one could stop him? Said no one forbidding him? It's because Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus and it changed his life. Whenever he was at a crossroads, Jesus would be there and he'd say, Paul, as you've testified about me here, you're going to testify about me someplace else. Let's get back to the core of our message. And that is the kingdom of God. It was a message that was good enough for John the Baptist. It's a message that is good enough for Paul. And it is a message that is still effective. And like I said when I began this study, you start explaining kingdom principles to people who have been raised in a Western democratic republic all their life. And there's, you know, to quote a movie, and I don't even know what movie it came from. So I don't know. I just know the saying, you got some splaining to do. There's going to be some explaining that needs to be done because we are, in all of our brilliance, we don't understand the kingdom of God. And people need to know about Jesus. If you think that you are not valuable to the kingdom, I want you to know that is a lie from the pit of hell. The kingdom of God needs all hands on deck to be proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord. There are people who are dying to hear what we have to say. God bless you. You have a great day. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
You came to search and rescue, and love the Father sent you. Broke through the darkest night. You came to seek and save us. You came to liberate us. Jesus, you heard our cry.
Jesus, you heard our cry.